This shit is dedicated to Ilui Nishmos of Chaim Yisocho ben Yechiel Zeidel Dov, our unforgettable friend Chaim Feigenbaum. Today we lit the first Hanukkah candle, so it is only natural that we should be dealing with Inyone de Yoyma. And the topic we will be discussing today is Zman Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. Fascinating sugya. We will be discussing the basics and also various shilas that come up in Halacha Lamaisa. So the basic source is Shabbos Chof Aleph Amud Beis Mitzvusa Mishetishka Chamo Ad Shetich LaRegel Minashuk. Different interpretations. What does Mishetishka Chamo mean? So the Rambam Perek Dalad Halacha Efer Cheschanuka writes, Lo Magdimen Velo Ma'achren Lo Lefnei Ashkia Elo Im Shkiyoso. The Tur basically quotes the Loshon of the Rambam but adds on one word that makes a great difference, Im Soif Shkiyoso. While the Rambam writes Im Shkiyoso, the Tur writes Im Soif Shkiyoso, and that is also the formulation in the Shulchan Aruch. See Falaf of Simentov Reisha Ayim Beis. Most Achroinim maintain that according to the Rambam, we have to light Chneros Chanukah by the Shkia. According to the two on the Shulchan Aruch, Tzei Sakechov. And these are the two basic Menhogim. Sephardi community, most of the Hasidim light Tzei Sakechovim, and Eretz Yisrael B'nai Torah are very makbid, especially Yerushalmim, Shkia. We know that the Chazon Ish put on his Neros Chanukah approximately 15 minutes after the Shkia. That was the custom of Rabbi Aaron Cutler in America and many other Gedolim. So for many years I thought it's some kind of a compromise. But it doesn't really make sense as a compromise, because it's Lokemar of a Lokemar. You're missing out both shit. It's not the Shkia, not Tzei Sakechovim. Years later, I saw the Ma'aser Rav, and I came to a totally different conclusion. Ma'aser Rav, Siman Reish Lamed Hei, the first paragraph on Chanukah. And as we know, Ma'aser Rav is the most reliable source dealing with the Manhogam of the Gra. So Ma'aser Rav, it is written that the proper time of Ner Chanukah is Mishe Tishka Chamo Koidim Tzei Sakechovim, which is strange. Well, the Shkia usually is Koidim Tzei Sakechovim, so there's not much Revusa Mishe Tishka Chamo Koidim Tzei Sakechovim. Al-Kain Yesh Ladlik Lefnei Tvilis Ma'irev. If the Gro maintains, as many understand from Bir HaGro and Simen Tov Reish Ayin Beis, that the proper time is Shkia, doesn't make sense. So why does he say Lefnei Tvilis Arvis? Of course it's Lefnei Tvilis Arvis. It's the Shkia. And it also is totally unlogical why he says Mishetishke Chamo Lefnei Tzei Sekechavim. Therefore, I think that the Gro maintains Me'ikar Adin, that the Lachatchila de Kizman of Adlokas and Chanukah is after the Shkia, Lefnei Tzei Sekechavim. And to me, that bears tremendous logic. Because Ner Chanukah is not necessarily a mitzvah that is associated with Yoyim V'Laila. Unlike Shabbos Yom Tov, Hilchas Tefillah, Hilchas Kriya Shema, these are dinim associated with Yoyim and Laila. And every halacha that has to do with day and night has two relevant zmanim, Shkia and Tzei Sekechovim. The Shkia is the beginning of Beinish Moshe, Sefek Yom, Sefek Laila. Tzei Sekechovim Vaday Laila. So Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, the relevant time is the Shkia. Moitzei Shabbos, it is Tzei Sekechovim. However, Chanukah is a mitzvah derabbanan, and it has all to do with Pesuminis, and therefore common sense would dictate that the Shkia is too early. Still broad daylight. Shraga b'tehara mayahani. Tzeisei Kechovim is too late, because we actually would assume that by Tzeisei Kechovim the Neiros, the candles, already have to be lit in order to provide Persumei Nisim. And therefore the Gaon maintains Mishetishke Chamo Koidim Tzeisei Kechovim. And the Chayodom Kufnun Dalat Zivchov also writes that some Dava Marav before Adlokas Nachanakim, others are Madlik before Marav, became Nohagra Beino Hagra. So we have the testimony of the Chayodom, the meaning of the Gerola Maisa was before Marav. That definitely is not Shkia. So I think that this is a third opinion. After the Shkia, before Tzeisei Kechovim. If I would have my way and my interpretation, I would say that is probably the opinion of the Tur, because he writes Im Sofa Shkia. If its Kavona is, like the Mishnah Berurah and all other Achronim understand, the Kavona is Tzeisei Kechovim, why doesn't he simply say Tzeisei Kechovim? Why would he say Im Sofa Shkiyosa? Im Tim Tzeloimo, he wants to explain what the Gemara means when the Gemara says Mishatishka Chamo. Tur is not commentary, it is halachic ruling, and therefore it would be, make more sense that if the opinion of the Tur is that the proper Zman is Tzeisei Kechovim, why doesn't he simply write Tzeisei Kechovim Im Sof Shkiyosa? What does that mean? So I would suggest that Im Sof Shkiyosa means before Tzeisei Kechovim, when the Shkia draws to a close, approaching Tzeisei Kechovim, that is the proper Zman. So we have two different approaches and interpretations. What does the Gemara mean? Mishetishka Achamo. Ad shetech l'regel menashuk. What does that mean? So the Rambam writes, Kemoi chotzisho o yoisa. If the Rambam would be a poisik today and he would give a response of that nature, Kemoi chotzisho o yoisa, oh, I think people would disqualify him from being a poisik. I said many times, our generation expects Arov to give exact and precise answers to every question. How many minutes, how many ounces, how many grams, how many centimeters, how many percentage points? But that is not the language of Halacha. The Rambam writes, so when is Techla Regla Menashok, Kamoi Chotzisho O Yoter? And it is makes so much sense. How could one be precise defining Techla Regal Menashuk? So the Rambam writes an approximate time, Kemoi Chotzisho O Yoisa. But the pattern of our life has changed dramatically. For 1,000 years, and maybe thousands of years, the pattern was the same. In Sefer Nechemia, the Pasuk says, that probably didn't change for thousands of years. Electricity changed it all. As we see in many sugyas in Shas, at nightfall, people rushed home, and the night was the domain of the Shadim and the Mazikim, and people were afraid to walk by night, and the bears and the wolves came out of the forest. And one of the three simonim of a shoyte is Hamahalach Biyachidi Balaylo. We live in a different world today, a different world that was brought out by electricity. Laila Kiyoim Yoyo. So how does one define today Ad Shetichla Regal Min Hashuk? It depends where you live. In the big Jewish Haredi centers, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, that is when people wake up and roam the streets. That is when we go to the Bar Mitzvahs and the Chasanas and the Sheva Bruchas and the Tnoyims and to the Tishim and to the drashas, would that mean that me'ikar adin your mechuyev that your ner Hanukkah should burn till 12 o'clock by night? No. I think that would be an exaggeration. Why not? I don't really know. By basic halachic logic, I would say yes. Chazal didn't say half hour. Chazal said, Ad shetech l'regel min hashuk. That is when today it is the facts of life are tech l'regel min hashuk. But I do think it's unreasonable. It's unreasonable because it would demand a different menorah. If we have to light from 5 till 12:30, that would take a great deal of oil and a big cup. But a more basic argument would be, it isn't reasonable that Ad shetech l'regel min hashuk is interpreted in a different manner, and it depends where you live. It could be in the same city, in the same town, two different streets. If it's a quiet residential area, then it would be earlier. If it's the center of town, it would be later. If it's near a yeshiva, it would be later. If it's near the grocery, it would be earlier. In the days of Chazal, it was a fixed time. As I explained before, everybody rushed home when it became dark. So approximately a half hour after nightfall, there are still some people out on the street, and that is Tichlo Regel Min Hashuk. However, I do think that the Metzius, the reality, does bear halachic relevance and significance, and I'll explain to what extent. I was asked many times, a person has to leave his house before the Shkia and he'll be back home at 9 o'clock. When should he light? Because in Shekhinah we find two zmanim that are b'diyevet. Sif Aleph Tov Reshayim Beis Damachaber writes, Yesh Mishomer, Shehimu Torud, he could light Neres Chanukah Miplaga Mincha. It's a b'diyevet. It's not the Lechatchila Dekizman. However, the Mishibu says he could make a broch. Sif Beis, the Shulchan Aruch maintains that if he didn't light and there are no longer people outside, Kvar Kol So Regel Min Hashuk, once again he could still light Ad Alois HaShachar B'diyeved, not Lachetchila, but the Mishnah writes he could say a broch. So if he's going to be away from home from 15 minutes before the Shkia till 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock by night, what is preferable? Should he light before or after? Miplaga mincha or la'achar shekol so regel min hashuk? Common sense would dictate if you could light before or after, it's better before than after, for two reasons. First of all, zriz magdim al mitzvahs. If we could light earlier or later, why not earlier? So therefore, I think that is one reason that we should prefer Plaga Mincha and not Le'ach Shtech Plaga Mashuk. But the more powerful Svora is, why lose Persumenis? If you light Le'ach Plaga Mincha, the actual candle lighting is a B'diyevet. But you have Persumenis, because those candles will be burning and giving off light Ad shetech l'regel min hashuk. Lighting le'achar shekol so regel min hashuk, you're losing out on both fields, both aspects. You're ma'achar and not minhag hazariz, and you're losing persumenis. But nevertheless, my opinion is it would be better to light 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock than after Plaga Mincha. And that is based on the Metzius, the reality. At 8 o'clock, there is still a great deal of persumenism. Probably more persumenism than the Shkia or Tzeis HaKechov. So, because both of these manam are b'diyevet, in both we could say a brocha. I think the overriding factor should be persumanism. Changing norms might affect Hilchas Chanukah in more than one way. Of course, the other aspect in which we are living in a changing world is not only regarding the way we conduct our lives after nightfall, also the way we live. What do I mean? Ner Chanukah shel nichol lamana mi'esama b'posul. Why? Because there's no persumanism. Well, walk out on the street and you check for yourself whether there's persumanism, lamala mi'esama. Of course there is. Esamama would be 12 meters, approximately 30 feet. When you stand in the street, you very clearly see the neiros in the windows more than 30 feet of height. So why did Chazal say, Lemala mi esamama lo yishalta bayeinem, there's no persumanism? Well, I could offer two explanations. One would be, Chazal say that a chosid should be einov lemato. A chosid and a really humble person looks down, not up. So once upon a time, everybody was a chosid, and they all looked down at their toe tips, and therefore they didn't see what was going on lemalam yesamamo. Well, this interpretation would be amusing, not very reasonable. If that is the case, maybe the Chazal should say Lamala Miasora Amis Posl. No, I think the real interpretation, explanation would be this. If you visit the old city in Yerushalayim, the old quarter Azor, or the old city in Tzfas, you will understand very well why Chazal say Lamala Mesamami, you don't see Ner Chanukah. Because the streets are narrow and mitpatel, narrow, winding streets. There is no Zde Re'iyah, there is no field of vision, and therefore it is very difficult to see what's happening Lamala Mesamami. You need to bend your head back and just don't forget to keep your yarmulke on your head. It shouldn't fall down. But the way we live in major cities, when there is a major Zde Re'iyah, of course you see Lemala Mi'eslamama. So this is the other case in which changing norms, customs, changing world, the way we live today is not the way we lived 200, 300, 400, and 500 years ago. So the basic question is once again, so would this change halacha and we should say lemaza mi'esamamo kosher? No. Why not? I don't really know. By pure halachic logic, maybe it should change. There are three halachas in Shas which are based on the same assumption that lamala mi'esamama, a person just doesn't see. Sukkah, Mavoi, and Ner Chanukah. Regarding Sukkah, the Gemara says in Sukkah Beis HaMikdash, if the walls of the Sukkah reach up to the Schach, touching the Schach, then the Sukkah might be kosher, because people look at the walls, and from the walls their eyes are focused even on Amala Mi'eslamamo, and it should be kosher. A Mavoi that has an Amaltara, which would be a certain design, the Mavoi is kosher even if the Koyd is Amala Mi'eslamamo. Why wouldn't we say the same regarding Ner Chanukah? If the Metzias is Mochiach, if the reality is such that people see and easily see what's happening, why shouldn't it be kosher? But nevertheless, even if we maintain, no, halacha doesn't change, it never will change, and lamala mi'esamamo is not really kosher, even so, if you light at the window of your salon, feigning kosher sarabim, actually a yotze because you have to assume it's for the bnei bayit. After all, it's in your home. So I think if it's kosher, pesumanisha should have a great significance. And therefore my psak is, if the entrance to your home gives no pesumanisha because there's a big gate outside, or the entrance to the house is from the side and not from the front, would be preferable to light in the house a window facing Rishus HaRama Lamala Miyes Lamama. Because assumption number one is Given Shaloi B'Shas HaSakona Menichu Al Shulchonoi Yoytzi Yedei Chavosa. Someone, we have two different Mekoymes. I think an overriding factor would be more presuming is the same when we have two different Zmani. And you could either light Yachar Plaga Mincha or Yachar Sholacha Oirek also Regal Manashok. I think 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock would be preferable. However, if the person is going to get home at 12:30 and there's really nobody out there, even though the Torah paskens he could be Matagada or Yisishacha, but in that case I would say preferable Plaga Mincha, because you won't be losing out for Sumay Nisi. And that overrides any other mitzvah or any other principle. The same question would regard Oysen Amadlikim Befnim. After all the Rishonim and the Ramos says that our meaning is that Befnim, Brasot Pektrum and Nisle Bnei Abayit. So if you're going to get home at 8 o'clock and everybody is going to be still alive and waiting, not alive, of course alive, everybody will be up and waiting for the father to get home, it would be better to light 8 o'clock by night than Liacha Plaga Mincha. However, if you're going to get home very late and some family members will be fast asleep and Persumanis would not be at its utmost, in that case one should light Liacha Plaga Mincha. And its profit would be more Persume. Because I think that the underlining and overriding factor in Mitzvahs Nechanukah should be persumanism. Basically, regarding the machlokes between Rambam and Tur, the Rambam makes it clear that if you didn't light your Hanukkah candles and this man of Tichlo Regal Menashuk passed, Ma'uvis lo yuchal et kon, then you lost your mitzvah. No point in lighting La'achar shekol Regal Menashuk. The Torah says, well, I agree with the Rambam lechatchila. However, b'di'eved, ha'adah lo yisashacha. What is the machloikis? I think the machloikis is, how do we define the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? What is the basic rationale and definition? Is it pesumenis or rather zechelanis? Many mitzvahs, primarily mitzvahs diurais, are zechelanis. Matzah, moror, charoises, zechelatit, sukkah, zechelanane akovit. All these mitzvahs have nothing to do with persumanism, but rather with zechelanei. Zechelanei, a person does for himself, for his family, just to be ma'oirer his emotions, his feelings, his appreciation, his gratitude. Persumanism is a different concept. That is giving maximum publicity to the nais. Both ideas, both concepts could be based on the same person. Perek Kuv Zayin and Sefer Tehillim. It is from this perek that Chazal learn Dalat Tzrichim Lehoidois, four different categories and people that have to give thanks for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in that perek, the posuk says, this is a very significant posuk, Yoidu LaHashem Chasdoi V'Niflois Av Levnei Yodam. Zecheleness has to do with the Reisha, Yoidu LaHashem Chasdoi. person that was zeichet to an S has to appreciate, has to be makatoiva kodesh baruch hu, has to offer praise and thanks and gratitude. Pesumenis, however, has to do with the sefer v'niflotav levnei adam. Those are the two obligations of any person or any community with zeichet to nisim. So what is Ner Chanukah all about? Is it all about Pesum and Issa? Or it is first and foremost Zecher and Issa? But we have to utilize the Ner to also make Pesum and Issa. My understanding of the Rambam's opinion is that the Rambam feels Ner Chanukah and Pesum and Issa are one and the same. And therefore when there no longer is Pesum and Issa Shus Arabim, no mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. While the Torah maintains basically, Ner Chanukah is Zecher and Issa. We should utilize Ner Chanukah to make Pesum and Issa as well, but it isn't the basic idea. And therefore, according to the Torah, Adar is a Shachar. You lost Pesum and Issa, but why lose Zecher and Issa? According to the Rambam, it is only Pesum and Issa. However, even in accordance with the Torah Shitta, nevertheless, Pesum and Issa is one of the most important principles, and maybe the most important principle. And therefore, it should be an overriding factor when we are Mesupik. What is preferable, Zeichel and Eis, Pesum and Issa, when one should light, Plaga Mincha, or by night, where you should light. As long as we're Yotzi Yedei Choyva, above and beyond Yotzi Yedei Choyva, the most important factor and principle would be Pesumei Nis. An interesting argument between the Magen Avraham and the Chemed Moshe. If a person comes home late by night, family members are all fast asleep, the Magen Avraham says he has to wake up someone, because one of the basic principles in Ner Chanukah is we need to light and we need to see. We need to light for people to see. So the Magen Avraham maintains, if nobody's going to be up besides you, no point in lighting. Many disagree. Beroisham, Chemed Moshe. Chemed Moshe argues, what is the difference between one person and two? You're up when you light, you see the neighbors, that is sufficient to make a bruch. So the Chayodam Derechayim quote the Magen Avraham, and their opinion is in accordance to the Magen Avraham. If you come home late, you gotta wake up someone. Because against every person that lights Ner Chanukah, there's gotta be another one that sees Ner Chanukah. Chemed Moshe argues, well, we know that the Pusik says, in Koheles Toivim Hashnayim and Oechon, but that's not in Hilchos Chanukah. And this is a very common question, not only in the scenario when a person went somewhere and he comes home late by night. There are many single people that live alone in their house. And according to the minig, that were madlik b'fnim and not b'chutz, would he say a brocha? Knowing that there's no one there. People that live alone and they're madlik b'fnim, even those that are madlik b'chutz, when you live in the 25th floor of the projects, nobody would see your window. Or a person that is in a faraway place. A few years ago, somebody called me from China, not from Beijing or Hong Kong or Shanghai, where today there are many Jews. faraway place, no Jewish community, he's quite confident that he's the only Jew staying there. Two questions: where is he light? And does he say a broch? Bafnim or bachutz? So to me, it is very clear that there is no mitzvah of besumanisa to Gentiles. It is only to our brethren that Chazal were metakan Pesach beisim or bachutz to make besumanisa. Regarding the other question, that would be dependent on the Machloikis Mugan Avraham and Chemet Moshe. According to Mugan Avraham, if nobody's seeing your Ner Chanukah, then you can't make a brocha. The Chemet Moshe says, well, you're seeing your Ner Chanukah. That is sufficient to make a brocha. One might argue that this Machloikis is the same. Is it Pesumenis or Zeichelenis? No, I don't think that's the point. The Poskim speak about Pesumenisa lebnei habayit. And the basic question is there a basic requirement that one lights and another sees? That seems to be the opinion of the Mugan Avraham. So there's got to be at least one additional person besides yourself. Chemed Moshe says, you're the one that lights, you're the one that sees, and that is enough to necessitate a broch, which is an interesting argument. Halacha l'maisa, the Shaar Tzion writes in Sifkot Nyudzayin Tofrei Shayim Beis, if a person is noyig in accordance to the Chemed Moshe, ein moichim biyodai, I would take it one step further and say, if it doesn't come out of negligence, but that is the reality, person could make a brocha even though there's no pesumenisa for another person. And I brought in my sefer a few rayas from the Rishonim supporting the basic view of the Chemed Moshe and not the Mugan Avraham. So we dealt today with Zman HaDlokas Ner Chanukah and some related issues, touching upon not only Zman HaDlokah but also Mokom HaHadlokah. Chanukah and Purim are like two sides of the same coin, of the same coin. That is probably the reason the Chazal combined the two and he wrote Hilchas Megillah v'Chanukah. First two chapters, Perek Aleph and Beis, are Hilchas Megillah, Gimel and Dalet are Hilchas Chanukah. These 2 days bear tremendous similarity. Both are Zmanim Derabbanon. Both commemorate miracles that we were Zeicha Bizman Bayesheni. So similar and so starkly different. Purim is Simchas Aguf, Chayev Nishle V'Sume. Eat and drink, drink wine. Chanukah is no Simchas Aguf, no Achila V'Shtiya. Halal Hoidoya, and Hadlokas Haner. Why? So the Ravush gives a very reasonable and simple explanation. The way we remember a Nes and the way we rejoice must always reflect the nature of that Nes, which in turn reflects the nature of the danger of the Sakona from which we were salvaged. So Purim was a Sakona Sakuf, physical danger, mortal danger, Lashman Lahara Griyabi. Chanukah was a spiritual danger, Lashkicham Terosechor Avinam Chikar Tzenach. So when we are to remember the Hatzolah Memovis L'chaim of Purim, that is rejoicing with life, Achila V'Shtiya, Chayev Nishle V'Sume. When we commemorate Hatzolas HaTorah as Miyamei Chanukah, the Gzeres were not Laharag Lahashmed Alabed, but rather Lashkicham Teresech or Avinam Chikut Sanechov. The Zecha which we make is also a spiritual one. Halal Hidoya Vadlokasana.
why Dafkiner?
The Yevonim desecrated the entire Beis Hamikdash, not only the Menorah. But even so, the Nes wasn't the Menorah. Or, for the sake of clarity, Shemen Shemenoyah, Shemen Zayis, Shemenoyah Samur. The Nes wasn't performed in the Mezbech HaChitzonah, Mezbech HaPnimi, or Lechem HaPonim, or any other clear part of the Beis Hamikdash, and I think it bears tremendous significance. Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah Oyer. And that is why the miracle was performed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Ner, to teach us and to emphasize. The Sakana Chanukah was Shechichas HaTorah. The salvation in the Nes was Hatzolus HaTorah. And therefore we rejoice with Torah. Twice in the story of the Jews were we Zoyche to Ner Chanukah to Nes Pach HaShemen. One, in the days of Mordechai v'Esther. Second time around, 400 years ago. What happened 400 years ago? The Mashal writes, B'kitzer Nimritz, in his introduction to Yamsha Shloimeh. He didn't really want to be mefarsam and publish his Chidushei Din, Chidushei Torah. Ad shehiru lo isman ha-shamayim b'ner mitzvah v'Torah or satam v'lo pirash. Along comes the Berke Yosef, the Chidon Shem Gedolim. And he tells the story of the Marshal sitting and learning by night, and he had just a drop of oil, expecting the Ner, the light, to go off any moment. And in a miraculous way, the Shemen was enough. Ad Alois HaShachar. And in that little miracle, a personal miracle, the Mashal saw the simon that he has to print his Torah. So the miracles of Ner always indicate Talmud Torah. And that was the same. B.M.A. Mordechai v'Esther. Not Mordechai v'Esther, but rather, I've messed it up. Not more than just about Matas Yoy Ben Yoichanan Koyen Godol Bechash Meinoim. That was the Nes Hatzolus HaTorah. And from the Nes Chanukah coincided flourishing the golden period of Torah Sheba'al Peh, starting off with Anshei Knesset HaGdola and the great Tanoim of the Mishnah and on to the great Amiroim. That is not coincidence. There is no coincidence. That is divine providence. That was the master plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kseira Se'evonim was Shechichas HaTorah. The Nes was Hatzolus HaTorah. And from that time on, we were zeichet to a tremendous flourishing of Torah Sheba'al Peh. Sefer HaLakayach writes that the 36 candles of Mahadrim and Amahadim Keneged Lamed Vavshoy Shal Oregonus. What else is Lamed Vav? I asked my Eniklech, and they all responded, Lamed Vav Tzadikim. Didn't even think of it. Rav Pinchas Mekoretz was a great disciple of the Baal Shem Tov, and he says, what else is Lamed Vav? We would expect the Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov to say Lamed Vav Tzadikim. No. He says Lamed Vav Mesechtes. And I say, it's all the same. Lamed Vav Mesechtes, Lamed Vav Tzadikim, Lamed Vav Sha'ot Shel Oregonus, 36 Neres Chanukah. It all ties into the same basic idea, Torah. So Chanukah, we have to rejoice with Torah. Rejoice with the miracle. Rejoice with the salvation of Torah, of Amelei Torah. as the Medrash Tanchuma says in Parshas Noach. Where was this light concealed? B'Torah. La'amelei Torah b'yoyim u'v'layla. La'amelei Torah shabal peh b'yoyim u'v'layla. Emphasizing Torah shabal peh. Shebashvilam u'oylem u'meid. Let us be zeicha to the Oregonos in the toil of Torah. Let us be zeicha to see Bekorobi Yomeinu, the Kohen Gadol. Meitu v'madlikas aneiras b'menoras amor shebebeis ha-migdosh b'bias girl tzedek b'mheiro v'yomeinu omein. Have a beautiful and listig Hanukkah.